Equality Michigan is a LGBTQ political organization first and foremost, and what they do is they're trying to change the laws that discriminate against the LGBTQ community. When Equality Michigan first started, it was known as the Triangle Foundation. And as they went along, they found that there was a lot of victims out there that weren't being able to find the assistance that they need as being part of the LGBTQ community. So they started the Department of Victim Services. And so now we're twofold, and we have the political aspect and changing laws and policies, and we have the Department of Victim Services outreaching to the victims and working within the community with victims of, we deal with victims of sexual assault, domestic violence. We do referrals and education, and we advocate with our victims through the legal system. We help them navigate. We advocate for them in court, go with them to court, and help them write a victim impact statement.
So tell me a little bit about sexual assaults and the LGBTQ community.
The statistics that I have available is that 2 out of 5 LGBTQ people have reported being sexually assaulted. You know, as being gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, we're sexualized right from the beginning, you know. That's the first place everybody goes is, they're gay, they have same-sex partners, so everything in that area is sexualized. And, you know, unfortunately, the sexual assault that is in the LGBT community is not processed like it would be in the heterosexual community, in that, you know, authorities, you know, think or believe, how can one woman sexually assault another woman? I've had victims where the police officer's like, you know, you're gay. I don't understand what the problem is. You boys just need to stay away from each other. You know, they don't take that crime seriously. And as far as transgender, the transgender community, a lot of times they'll get police officers saying, well, if you're a boy dressed as a girl, then you deserve what you get, type of thing. And they minimalize that these people are human. Because we're sexualized, heterosexual men feel like they can take advantage and sexually assault somebody who is gay without much repercussion.
Statistic-wise, is it a difference for, say, on college campuses?
We work a lot with LGBTQ on college campuses, both in Traverse City. We have worked with Michigan State. We work with Wayne State with their LGBTQ because there is a lot of sexual assault, date rape, and violence on those campuses. And so what we do is we go in and we assist them with how to make the LGBTQ community safer, you know, how to make them, but that their needs are met as well when it comes to sexual assault and date rape.